RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Wait, what time is it?
It's the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight.
I want to showcase all of these stories, these athletes, these coaches, these teams that are ingrained in our sports community.
Learn your families, your unique athletes, your students, and some talented kids.
This one's going to be a particularly good one. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Nine ten, the Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard. Wednesday mornings, 10:30 a.m. You know what that means. It's time for a Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight. Week 2 of Season 2. We go down to Manchester High School, where Greg Whittle is the Director of Student Activities and joins us with a couple of student athletes this morning. Greg, how's it going?
It's going great, except for the rain.
Man.
Things around today.
At least it's not spring season. A little rain on a Wednesday in spring season. We're messed up for weeks.
Yes, sir. Right there.
Tell me about what we got cooking at Manchester. Great start to the football season as a headliner there.
Yeah, I'll hold off on football, let Cannon talk to you, but our boys volleyball started off real well, too. They're 8-1. They've cracked the pole. We had a big win against James River the other day, and Levi Taylor was named Player of the Week. So we're doing well there. Field hockey, you know, we're still building. And I'll let Eden talk to you about girls volleyball, but everything's going well.
That's fantastic to hear. Before we let you introduce the athletes, any upcoming events here you want to let us know about at Manchester?
You know, we got a big I know they started off slow, but we have a big football game Friday against Clover Hill. You know, that's our rival, so they'll be geared up to play us. You know, it doesn't matter what the records are when us two play. It's going to be a hard-fought battle Friday night.
Yeah, it's going to be a ton of fun. Looking forward to that.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You want to introduce who we'll be chatting with today?
All right, I'm going to start with Cannon since he's the closest to the phone. Cannon Chalkley, he's a junior. He's one of our outstanding football players, and I'll turn it over to him.
Looking forward to that. Camden, good morning. Welcome to the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight. Such an exciting start to the season. What's been going well for you guys this year?
Well, I mean, coming into the season, we had a lot of excitement because we did very good in our 7-on-7 tournament, and even our lineman group made waves kind of at our some of the different events we went into. So we came into the season knowing that we could shock a lot of people and prove a lot of people wrong that were doubting us. 3-0 starts our best start in years. So I think we're just proving how good of a team we are and how much improvement we've made in the offseason.
No doubt. And I mentioned Clover Hill coming in Friday. And tell us about getting ready for that, and always a fun one when you play that rivalry game.
Well, I mean, it's definitely that. I mean, whenever you play a team from Chesterfield, they're definitely going to give you their hardest, because knowing you, and you're right across the road, so it's like a cross-town rivalry. So, I mean, going into the game, no matter the records, you can never underestimate your opponent, because as soon as you underestimate your opponent, they're going to come, full speed, full ready, and they're going to come punch you in the mouth, and then you're going to be on the recovery. So we just got to be coming into our A game, studying film, knowing the plays, and just know how we attack them so we can win the game.
Camden Chalkley joins us for the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight. You've been getting a lot of attention at defensive end. Tell me what that's been like now that you're junior, doing the college visits, doing that circuit, and getting a chance to see some of these schools.
Well, I mean, it's definitely exciting because, you get to go down to the campuses, watch them play their games. Like, I was just at UVA this past weekend, and they've made a lot of improvement in their team. So, it's fun to see, the school's facilities, the school's players, the school's teams. Like, just seeing everything is exciting. But, of course, it comes with a little bit of stress because, you always got people asking you, where are you committing, where are you going to go to? And really, the only answer I can tell them is, I'm still deciding because, there's still schools I want to go to, still schools I want to see. So, I'm really undecided right now.
I encourage that. Take your visits. Enjoy the game days. It's a lot of fun to go see all the spots. And, you mentioned UVA, which has Stanford this weekend here on the Fan. So we'll look forward to that one as well. Camden Chalkley joins us from the Manchester football team. One more here before we ask you about shout-outs. You guys, you mentioned 3-0, one of the best starts in program history. What is it about this group, this staff? You've been around for a few years now, that you guys really seem to have found that identity of who you are.
Well, I mean, it's really just buying into the message that Coach Harrell has kind of been putting out. He's a new head coach, so, of course, there comes growing pains. But I feel like we've been able to skip past, a lot of those because, we didn't have the best season considering our chances last year. But this season, you could definitely tell something different to the point where, players are, playing harder. They're really, you could see a brotherhood, a bond. You could see people playing for not only themselves, but playing for their teammates. Because we realize once we play together and once we, kind of play for our teammates, play for our brothers, that we can do a lot of great things.
Well, I appreciate that. We always ask everybody, anybody you want to give a shout-out to on the team, anybody you've noticed working hard or you want to give a shout-out to here on the radio this morning?
Well, of course, I got to give a shout-out to QB1 Landon Abernathy. He's gone through a lot of different personnel changes, and he's just done a good job, being a leader and really leading us just in the right way with his new players. And, he's done a lot of great things for the team this season.
Again, we appreciate you spending a couple minutes with us here on the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight. Good luck Friday night.
All right, thank you for having me.
All right, Greg, you want to introduce Eden or want to jump right into this?
I'm going to introduce, this is Keenan, Eden Keenan. And now she's sitting here laughing because I've messed it all up. But she's getting a lot of looks throughout the area for the next level. She, too, is a junior leader for our girls volleyball team.
That's fantastic. Eden, good morning. Welcome to the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight. How's it going?
Very good. How are you?
Awesome. Tell me about taking a leadership role on this year's team and what that's been like for you.
Yes. So last year we kind of had a rocky start with a switch of head coaching, and that was all difficult in its own way. But now this year, coming in losing at least 6 of our starting players, which were all seniors, it's definitely been a challenge and something that we've had to persevere through and work through. But I think one big thing that's really been beneficial through all those challenges is just our camaraderie as a team. We have never been as close as them like we have been this season. And that's something that really has been helping us on and off the court through practices and through just games in general. If we're ever having a rough time or you know, needing that little mental pick-me-up. We all have each other, and that's just something that's definitely grown since last year and that I really strive to do as a player on this team, is just make sure that mental game is higher than anything else, because you can lose every game in the season, and that wouldn't matter as long as you are mentally strong and knowing that you're doing your best, and that's something that we're really striving for.
Great to have that culture to fall back on. Eden Keane joins us this morning. Am I reading this right? You got to go to Spain to play for a couple weeks?
Yes, I did, actually. I played through Exact Sports as a national company who, you know, took us over to Spain, and we competed with their teams there, which was really beneficial to my play. I learned a lot of different rules about the game that they have there, as well as, like, persevering through, like, the different struggles as a player who's just meeting their team for the first time and having to work with people I've only met, like, the day before, which is really cool for me. And also just, like, experiencing a different culture through volleyball. It was just something, like, an experience that I've never had before and I really would love to have again.
So did you play with Spanish and European players?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that's awesome. What'd you learn about the game over there and how they approach it?
They definitely have some different rules, which is kind of confusing at first as an American player who, like, didn't know how to play that way. But it was definitely really cool just to, you know, see different cultures and how they view their sports and how, like, it's the same sport, but they have different rules, and that's just something that I really took with me in, like, using different techniques and ways to approach the game, and brought that back to the stage with me.
That's fantastic. Ian Keane joins us on the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight. We're down in Manchester today, and for you, I guess as you start making these college visits and it starts to get on your radar, what's that process been like for you to kind of get out there and see what's out there?
It's been very interesting. I personally have been going to several like D1 camps ever since my eighth grade year, and just making myself exposed and in the spotlight for as many coaches as I can. That's been a really big aspect of all my summers. And right now I do have several offers that I have not committed to yet, just kind of waiting to feel it out, see what's best for me. I also have got the nomination for ABCA Phenom, which is just a program that's like the number one ranked volleyball program in the U.S., and they kind of like take the top athletes, the most elite athletes that they find and have nominations sent in for, and bring them all into one place during the time of the NCAA college championships, and they'll have a showcase directly for them just for us to play around in front of, I think it was 250 college coaches, all levels D1 through D3. And that's something that I'm really looking forward to and excited about.
No doubt. That's awesome. So take us back to this year's Manchester team. We always ask everybody, you have teammates or anybody you want to give a shout out to here while you're on?
Definitely my outside hitter and libero, Kennedy Wright. She has been going through many injuries this season and last season with her, you know, just her shins and legs. So she's not really able to jump a lot right now. We're trying to preserve her as much as we can. But she has just been such an asset to our team, even off the court. She always brings energy. And when she gets court time, you know, even serving specialists, like the smallest job on the court, she does her job fantastically and really puts us back in the game. And that's someone who I really think should be talked about more.
Great work. Glad you got a chance to talk about her today. And we appreciate you joining us for a few minutes.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. That's Manchester High School. Thanks to Greg, Camden, and Eden for joining us today. And, of course, we'll be out in Chesterfield tomorrow night. One last call. Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame Year 2 induction ceremony should be a lot of fun with all our friends down there at the Perkinson Center tomorrow night. We're back next Wednesday, 10:30 a.m., checking in with L.C. Bird. It'll be a Skyhawk segment next Wednesday. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.